You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I'm coming to you from Athens, Alabama at Athens Bible School. My family loves this place. We have a long history with Athens Bible School, and I'm sitting across from a gentleman who has an even longer history with Athens Bible School, Mr. Robert Fudge. He is the president of Athens Bible School. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mr. Fudge.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you having me.
Glad to have the opportunity to come to the school and get to be in your office today to interview you in person. Always enjoy being able to talk about the history of Athens Bible School. Great, amazing students who've come out of this school, amazing teachers that I knew. I've mentioned Lucy Glass on the show before. My great-grandmother used to go and visit with Sister Glass, and I would sit in the home when they were visiting. Jim and Ann Sasser, they were great friends of ours as well. And so the connections that have been made through Athens Bible School, the relationships that have formed because of the founding of this school, and one gentleman with the last name Fudge who was part of that, it's an amazing effort over the decades that it's existed.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We were just talking before the show began about your uncle, Sewell, and that's another connection that he had a part here and did actually taught Bible some and conducted chorus while he was here.
I was out working in the yard the other day, and a gentleman walked up. He was a friend of my neighbor across the street, and he had gone to Bible school. And I mentioned my grandmother, Mary Faye Hedrick.
Right.
And he remembered her from teaching the music classes, and that was something he really enjoyed. So it made me feel good, the fact that he remembered her from being in the elementary school and having grandmother teach a class. And those types of moments, those experiences of a teacher lasting, having a lasting effect. We've had a lot of amazing teachers and educators come through Athens Bible School where if you asked a student right now, and it's been 5 decades ago, they remember that individual and the impact that it left on them.
Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, I'm in my 70s. I very well remember my first grade teacher. I have very fond memories of first grade. My fourth grade teacher was Ms. Givens. She had a tremendous impact on my life. Sixth grade had Ms. Whitehead, and she was another one that impacted my life. So even in the earliest years, I had some teachers that affected me for my whole life.
As now the president of Athens Bible School, what does it mean to you with the history of your family with Athens Bible School to be able to come back and to take this role here at the school today?
Well, Mark, it's an honor, number one. It really is a real honor to be able to come back and to be a part of the school. It's also a sort of a fulfillment of a mission, because I know that the school was founded solely as a mission for the purpose of being able to teach and train young people from a Christian perspective, from a biblical perspective, and to do it in a way that not only taught them the books, but showed them by the teachers and the faculty that you can live a godly Christian life and you can still have fun and enjoy life. And so it's like I have the opportunity of being a part of that mission that my father started many, many years ago.
Now, I personally did not know your dad, but I knew Irvin Lee. Irvin Lee went to Jackson Drive when my grandfather preached there and got to know him and Sister Lee during that time. And she wrote a book, children's book of Bible stories. And we've talked about that before through CEI Bookstore. But the impact of three men that decided that they wanted to come together and form this school, your father being included with that group, what was the initial mission that you understood it as why they wanted to start Athens Bible School?
Well, the school actually started in the mind of my daddy in the 1930s. And living in the society we live today, this probably sounds crazy, but he said he felt like the school was in such a worldly society that things needed to change, and he was attending what was then the agricultural school here in Athens, which is now Athens High School. But in his high school years, he just kept thinking, we need a school that teaches things from a biblical perspective. And so when he went to college, he went to David Lipscomb and talked with the teachers there about it, talked with faculty members about it, talked to fellow students about it. They all liked the idea. Of course, this was during the some hard times, especially for his family. And so he went to school for a couple of years and then he had to drop out. And then his brother went to school and then he later went back to Abilene. And while he was at Abilene, he really began to form the ideas of how to start the school and met with other people there. And on his trips back home, he met with Brother Rollins, Brother Jack Rollins, who was preaching at Market Street, and Irvin Lee, who was actually at that time considered a missionary in Limestone County. And he talked with them, and they thought it was a wonderful idea. There's actually a fourth man that seldom ever gets any credit who had a big, big part in it. His name was M.A. Creel. He was a preacher here in Limestone County, and he saw the need for the school, and he was behind the scenes, and he did the fundraising. And he's the one that, in many ways, made it possible, because without the money, it never would have happened. So in 1942, they began actually forming the official documents to do it. They found a place in December of 42 and bought the property where the school was before we moved here. And then by February or so, they had already appointed a board of directors and began moving forward with the progress so that in the fall of 43, the school opened.
Right in the heart of World War II.
Right.
That was a time where it was very volatile for the country, and they're here forming a school. And some of those young men who would have been seniors in that age group would have gone on to serve during that time as well.
Right. And actually, the oldest of the three men we mentioned was Brother Lee, and he was like 32, 33 years old. So these were young guys with a big dream, and they made it happen.
And I appreciate the fact that you mentioned Creel. That's important that we understand that there are people behind the scenes who make a difference, and their name may not be on the plaques. Their name may not be everywhere. It may not have a building named after them, but the impact that they had, we want every person to know that they make a difference. They're part of a team, and when they form that team and they do their job and another person does their job and makes it work, then the program goes together and it works in a way that it should. Because if one person decides, well, I'm not going to pull my weight or I'm not going to do my part, then it slows the progress of the success down.
Sure, you're absolutely right. And in fact, there were lots of people that had a lot to do with it. The original board of directors was five men. Mr. Creel was one of those five. There were four others that were local people here in Athens that were a part of that original board, and they all had a big part in making it happen as well. And Some of them were businessmen, some of them were preachers, some of them farmers. But they all made it happen. And so, that, yes, you're right. It takes a lot of people with a lot of different backgrounds and everybody doing their part to make it work. To start the school, it still does today. There are a lot of people who work behind the scenes that never get any credit for anything. But in keeping with that, one of the things that my daddy, he really operated on two philosophies in life. One was what you see on the right behind me on the wall there, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the other was, and this quote's been attributed to a lot of different people, and I've never been able to figure out who really said it first, but it's no end what can be accomplished if you don't care who gets the credit.
Yes.
And so we all work together to make it happen.
And future generations had to see the vision
right
of the original people who were on a mission to make this happen. So now we're here in 2022, and a lot of people have continued on with that vision to keep Athens Bible School where it's at. We were talking about the good old days, quote unquote, in the 1930s and wanting to do something different, to offer something different to students and teachers and faculty alike, because teachers and faculty, they want to be in an environment where they feel like they're growing as Christians. And this provided that for them to be able to work with students and help them come along. But I know that it helped the teachers and faculty as well. There's a great benefit for the adults as well as the young people.
Sure it is. Yeah, there's always benefit. And, of course, if you've ever taught any kind of class, and in my experience is more in Bible class, but if you've ever taught any kind of class, the teacher has to learn more and know more than what they're teaching the students.
That's right. That's right.
So it's and it's a big part. It's a wonderful thing to see these young people as they're developing, and see these young people as they're, you can tell that they come from homes where the parents care about them and are trying to help them to become godly people and follow the teaching of Jesus.
As we've worked our way from the 1930s to 2022, in the next segment, Mr. Fudge, I would like to go into your role here at Athens Bible School, what the goals are moving forward. And then we'll talk about how people can connect with Athens Bible School if they want their student to be a part of this. And there may be someone out there who wants to support this effort. And we'll do that in the next segment, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as I'm coming to you from Athens, Alabama at Athens Bible School. I'm talking to President Robert Fudge here at Athens Bible School today. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as I come to you from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama, and I have the opportunity to talk to President Robert Fudge here at the school today, and we've talked about the history of Bible school. Now, there's a lot of history, and we could spend days and days. It basically could become an a series, a documentary of Athens Bible School, so to speak. But to give you an idea and touch on the beginnings of Bible school and then the middle of Bible school, and now here we are at 2022, and we're in the new school building. We've been here for several years now, and it's growing. I was talking to one of the mothers of a student just Sunday, and she was talking about how many students are in the kindergarten class. Now, when Cora started school here, there were 7 in her kindergarten class, and I believe there are around 25 in the kindergarten class today.
I think that's right. I don't know the exact number. That's my role is not specifically with academics, and the principal does that, but I think that's right. I think it's right around 25.
Well, and I was going to say Cora's class is now up to 13. So if the class of 25 grows as hers did, that's going to be a pretty large class by second grade.
It will. And that is something that we're looking at, is because our enrollment is up. We've gone in less than 2 years from 230 to 280. So our enrollment is up, and we anticipate very potentially hitting 300 by the beginning of the next school year.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. My own nephew, Nicholas, he graduated from Athens Bible School. He earned his 2-year college degree while he was here. He was able to graduate a week before he graduated from high school from Calhoun Community College. I was proud of him being able to accomplish that. And we've had a lot of successful students here at Athens Bible School, and they have balanced lives as they learn both biblical principles and then they learn the academics. And it creates a well-rounded person if we choose to live in the way that we've been taught.
You're absolutely right. And of course, that's one of the goals here, is to educate people with secular education, that and we offer one that is second to none. I don't know of a school in this area that tests any higher than we do on average. And so we really do a good job with the academics. We do have the dual enrollment program that you mentioned Nicholas was in with Calhoun, so that we do have students that take college credit while they're taking their high school credit as well. And then in addition to that, we have several extracurricular activities. We have the sports activities. We have a chorus, which we began this year. We've not had one for a few years, but we do have the chorus again this year. We have the robotics, which is called the Trobotic,
yes,
Club, the Trojan Robotic Club. We have that. We have Beta Club. We have a number of other activities that the people are allowed to be in and be a part of. So they do have a well-rounded, and whatever your interest is, we have a place for that here.
And as we think about programs like Trobotics and the community that we live in, this robotics program can be very helpful for the students moving forward, depending on what they would like to be. And the Trobotics covers a lot. I've helped the Trobotics community here at Athens Bible School through interviews and talk to the students, and you've got your marketing team, and then you have those who are building, you have the engineering part. And so there's a lot of elements that fit into that. And of course, it again teaches teamwork, which is very important. And athletics teaches that. If you're part of the baseball team or softball team or basketball or volleyball or whatever you're part of, is learning that team element and learning how to get along and to work together to have success. And Athens Bible School's had great success when it comes to extracurricular activities, including the athletics program and even Trobotics.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have, and in fact, we've excelled, especially if you consider the age group, our average age group of our Trobotics team. We competed recently in a competition, and we were competing against high schools, and I think we had maybe 2 ninth graders, and everybody else was younger than that, and still were able to come out on top. So we've got a really good Trobotics team, and as you mentioned, in this area, with all of the activity in the industry, in almost all industry now is operated by robots. So it's a field that really is one that is beneficial and practical for students that are interested in that kind of thing.
Absolutely. And let's talk about your role as president here at Athens Bible School. We talked about the fact that it's an honor for you to be here, to be able to serve in this way at Athens Bible School, with your dad being a founding member, the idea maker of Athens Bible School. What is it that you are here to do?
Well, the president's role up until the present administration, there was one person who served both as president and principal, and that has been the history of the school all the way through. The board decided No, with the change of administration a couple of years ago, that they wanted to separate the two roles. And so we have Mr. Chris Duke, who is our principal, and he handles the academic part. And so he deals with the students, he deals with the academics, the teachers, and making sure all that part's right. And so my role is more the financial role, the management of the finances part of the school, which includes what we use the money for, but probably even more than that, my role is fundraising. And so the biggest part of my job is to try to raise the money to pay for the school that we have built.
So you are Mr. Creel.
I guess that's a way to put it.
Fundraising is very important. And to get people to believe in the mission, that's number one. They have to have a relationship, a connection, and they have to say, I believe in what you're doing, to let go of their finances, to let you use it as you will for this school and trust that it's going to be used in the right way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Daddy used to say a lot of times when he was raising money for the school, or when he was raising money, he did a lot to try to raise money for missionaries in various places, other countries. And he said, the more people know, the more they're willing to help. And so a big part of my job is educating and reconnecting. And it's not just the fundraising part. It's for the whole aspect of the school. I have one of the things I've really tried to do, and I'm really making an effort to do for the next good while, is to try to reach out to the alumni of Athens Bible School and to have them reconnect with the school. And as I said, it's not just for fundraising. It's so that they feel a part of the school, so yes. That they I feel like sometimes maybe there are students who left here and they think, well, you know, we forgot about them. Well, we hadn't forgotten anybody. We want you to still be a part of the school if you have ever been a part of the school.
Well, and Athens Bible School moved down the street here on Highway 31, but the heart of the school is still here.
Yes, it's still the same school. It's the same mission, same purpose, and, you know, we've not tried to change anything other than just where we were. And incidentally, as going back to the history of the school, the original concrete block building that was built, which was actually the second part of the school that was built, those concrete blocks were made by hand by volunteer farmers and workers in the area. And the reason, one of the big reasons we had to build the new school to start with, because those blocks were getting old and they were starting to crumble.
As good as they may have been when they were made.
Right, yes.
Time takes its toll.
It does, yes.
Well, and now we've got a building that hopefully will stand for a long time, and there are facilities here that still need to be advanced.
Yes, and it is. And of course, you can go on our website and see the information about the school and so on, what's going on in the back, and it's a whole sportsplex. When it's completed, it'll have two softball fields and two baseball fields, and, of course, a building in the center to do the concessions and other activities inside the building. And then there'll also be a track and tennis courts when we get through, because we do offer tennis and track here also.
Excellent. When we talk about connecting alumni, we connect friends of Athens Bible School. You have a dinner coming up very soon, and I want to make sure that people who are listening who are connected to Athens Bible School in that way can participate and be a part of that.
Yes, the dinner's May the 7th. It'll be here at our gymnasium. It will be a free meal for anybody that's connected to Athens Bible School. And so if you're an alumni, if you're just a former student, if you're a friend, if you're a former parent, or if you just are interested in what we're doing, feel free to register and come to the dinner as long as we have openings. We got a limit how many we can do. But if you want to register, go to our website and there you can, it's a link that you can click on and fill out the information and you can register for it.
Yes, athensbible.com. I was able to go and register our family for that event. We're looking forward to being here on May the 7th to enjoy that fellowship with friends of Athens Bible School, former students. I want my nephew Nicholas to be here. So we're going to bring him down here to the school. And I know he, among other students, would love to be here and to be able to see some of their teachers and faculty and other classmates. And that means a lot to know that those people are still there and that you can still connect with them, because we need our friends. We need those connections. And sometimes when we leave school, we lose those connections, but they're still out there and people struggle with different things. And when you think back to your school days, and for most people, it's a happier time sometimes because you take on life and some of the challenges. And I think it's good to be able to connect with those people and to make sure that those relationships are being nurtured so that when somebody does need us, we're there for them. And being classmates, there's just a special bond that's created that it lasts your lifetime.
Well, and being a classmate at Athens Bible School is not the same as being a classmate at some of the larger public schools,
right?
Because our average class is less than 20. And we've had some graduating classes, could be more than that, but our average graduating class is somewhere around 18 to 22 students. So you, when you've been with them for several years, you get to know them each other pretty well. And
yes.
So you do have a bond that's closer than most schools would have. In addition to what we mentioned about the dinner that's coming up, it will be at 5:30 in the evening on May the 7th, but at 4:30, we're going to have begin tours of the campus. If people would like to see the new facilities we have, feel free to come and be a part of that tour as well.
Excellent. Again, athensbible.com. You can go and scroll down, and you'll see where you can RSVP to this event and be a part of it. As Mr. Fudge mentioned, seats are limited, so you want to go ahead and register your family, register whoever you want to come to that dinner, friends of Athens Bible School. And that's just another way that President Fudge is connecting Athens Bible School to the history of Athens Bible School and moving forward in 2022 as tries to raise funds and also help to support this school and the mission that it's on. And President Fudge, I'm glad to be able to have you here on the Mark White Show today, and we appreciate your support of the Mark White Show and glad that we can come to Athens Bible School and help this mission as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming. And let me just say this. There will be no fundraising at the dinner. So don't be afraid to come, because I'm not going to ask for anything other than have a good time. We got free entertainment lined up, and it'll be a fun evening.
Well, and speaking of fun, field day is happening as we speak. My daughter Cora is enjoying field day along with the other students. I know my wife's out there, and they're enjoying the day, and I'm looking forward to being out there with them just a little while. And I love the fact that these kids are growing to love and care about each other. And Cora's making some great friends, and I know that's important to her future, is to make those friendships. But again, we appreciate the mission of Athens Bible School. Thanks to your father and Mr. Rawlings and Irvin Lee and Mr. Creel and all those others who helped to make Bible School what it is today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I just pray that we can continue to follow the same mission as long as the school exists.
Folks, we've been coming to you from Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama today. I've had a great conversation with President Robert Fudge here at the school. We're glad to be able to recognize difference makers through the Mark White Show, like President Fudge and all those who make up Athens Bible School from the very beginning to today. And I hope that you're encouraged and inspired by this show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.